Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Good morning.
Another smoky start, I notice.
Yeah, it's slowly disappearing, isn't it? Not it too is. Bad this morning.
Well, certainly not as bad as yesterday. Yesterday it was smoking like a pregnant mum in the 70s, I swear it was.
Wow.
Hey? No, I'm sorry.
How long did it take you to go with that one?
I sat there for a while thinking about that one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Still the burning off in the Perth Hills behind that, though. That should clear up by like mid-morning, they reckon, according to Defus. And now, they say imitation is flattery, right?
Mm.
And if that's true, Bunnings should be blushing. I don't know if you've seen this, but a new chain of hardware stores has opened in the Philippines using the same colour scheme, Hammer logo, and almost the same font as our beloved institution. Even the staff apparently dress up the same as a Bunnings team member does.
Right.
These are the staff at Builders Warehouse.
Yeah. Well, I assume they don't have Bunnings over there.
No, they don't. And so,
I'd want it too if we didn't have Bunnings.
As far as I know, I don't think they can control what colour schemes and stuff get used in other countries, as far as I know. Anyway.
I mean, anything that you'd do is if the logo was similar, it's the only thing you could really
go for. It's a hammer.
Maybe they...
Anyway, they haven't so far incorporated the sausage sizzle.
Right. So they'll get there.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I guess it's kind of like the Bunnings you get when you order it on Wish. I don't know. Anyway, you can pop in. If you're feeling homesick in the Philippines next time, there you go. It's a chance for you. History's been made. The first human-made powered aircraft successfully flown on another planet.
Oh.
NASA have launched and landed a helicopter on Mars.
What?
They have, yeah. They've actually made a drone fly around on another planet. It's crazy.
Right.
And I guess what Amazon will be delivering there next week, now that they've got that service up and running.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you go.
Crazy. You've just
been sitting here right in the zingers.
Yeah, that's right. Finally getting the recognition I deserve.
Feeling good.
And, all right, okay, all right, one more.
Third one.
Third? I think this is the fourth. Anyway, no. Australia Post won't be delivering some food items as of July. I didn't know they even did before.
Did
but apparently the food handling... Obviously, food handling requirements between states are quite tricky and it's all got a bit hard for them. So things apparently like cheese, truffles and small goods, which they used to transport for small businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
They will no longer do as of July 30. So there you go.
Well, didn't even know they could do it, so I won't miss it.
No. I guess, though, after that point, it's back to the old standby. You've got to give it to Nana and stuff it in her suitcase. Hey?
Didn't.
Detectives in South Australia are on the hunt for a large yellow bird. He was last seen at a circus in Adelaide, although he's better known for living at a place where the air is sweet. That's right. I hope you've heard or not, but someone's made off with a Big Bird costume.
I was going to say, has Big Bird escaped? Finally.
And apparently, and I'm quoting here, the alert was raised after feathers were spotted on nearby Port Road. I mean, that could be anything, but anyway, hope they get him back.
Yeah.
At least in the meantime, somebody's got their kids' book week costume sorted, haven't they?
Yes. Maybe they put it on and ran away. They're like, quickly.
Apparently, they actually... He actually was spotted on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace,
for about 10 grand.
So, yeah.
10 grand?
I know. But, like, let's sort this out immediately.
My goodness.
Please think of somebody please think of the children.
Think of the children.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So Sunday is Anzac Day.
It is.
And after the interruptions to usual proceedings last year, organisers are again expecting large crowds at commemorations across the region. Although I think many are still going to be paying their respects with the driveway service now that kind of option is out there. So I think people are going to be doing all sorts of things.
Well, I've heard a lot of controversy, obviously, around the AFL, how we had a full stadium, yet Anzac services cannot have full capacity this weekend. So
Yes.
It's a tough one. So we'll wait and see. The next couple of days, we might have some more info on how many people can gather.
But I imagine that all options are going to be played at this stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah. School's back by far for today, I would suggest.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone, there was a few stragglers that weren't back in today, but I think everyone back on board now, so it is most definitely 40 k's an hour in school zones.
Mm-hmm.
And April 20 is Lookalike Day.
Is it?
It is. Identical twins obviously have this day in the bag, but I'm guessing today is also the day to celebrate that time you met maybe like a random doppelganger, you know?
Yeah.
That time that somebody came and tapped you on the shoulder and gave you a cuddle and was like, oh my God, I'm not married to you, you know?
Oh, no.
And never had that happen?
Never
it's
had
like,
that.
Oh my God, you look just like my husband from the back.
Really?
You know, that kind of vibe. Yeah. Maybe recounting an actual encounter here, but anyway. Or perhaps it's a good day to dress up like somebody famous that you might resemble.
Mm.
Hence me coming as Mr. Sheen today.
Yeah, it looks great, by the way.
Thanks.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
All right, here's entertainment news with our own version of Richard Wilkins. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. It was very mysterious. The 56th Academy of Country Music Awards were on last night, and they brought a star-studded cast of 24 performers, including co-host Keith Urban, our very own Keithy, and Mickey Guyton, as well as genre stars Kenny Chesney and Maren Morris, who won 2 awards. It was a 3-hour show packed full of performances. Luke Bryan took out the top prize for Entertainer of the Year, and Chris Stapleton won Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. Maren Morris was awarded Female Artist of the Year and also Song of the Year for her tune The Bones. Our very own Keith performed one of his latest tunes on the night. This is Tumbleweed.
Okay.
Wow, that was a good one.
Yeah.
The Weeknd has teased a collaboration with Ariana Grande. He teased what appears to be a remix to his hit Save Your Tears, this time featuring Ariana. They both shared this snippet on Twitter.
Okay.
The full song is expected to arrive sometime this week. Disney Plus has announced that David Beckham will star in an upcoming series. The retired footballer will mentor young grassroots footballers in the new factual series. Okay. The streaming giant revealed Beckham will be returning to East London Pitches, where he first played the game as a child, to support a side who are struggling to survive in the league in Save Our Squad.
That makes sense.
Yes.
When you said that, at first I thought he's going to be in an animated cartoon series, like voicing someone. That's why I was like, well, that'll be odd.
No.
No, right.
No, he's helping out young squads. Beckham and his team will take the players, their coaching community, on an uplifting, transformative journey of a lifetime, according to Disney.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.